And welcome back to the Off-Center Archers podcast. This is Stephanie.
And I'm Anthony.
And good morning. We're doing a morning recording. But if you're listening to us at night, it really doesn't matter. So I don't know why I just said that. So we're doing an episode. I thought of a couple things since our last one, since we brought up the whole archery tag topic. And then my brain started going a mile a minute. And for some reason lately, I just can't turn it off. I just, I keep thinking of other things that we should be doing. And
what have you been drinking all day to make this happen, though?
So I've been drinking Death Wish coffee, and it's a highly caffeinated coffee, but it's very tasty. It's a very good, if you like a more, a stronger, like a bold.
Very dark. Yeah, it's a dark, strong coffee. Yeah. And no, they're not sponsoring us. We just, this is like our preferred coffee a lot of times.
Yeah, we like them and Black Rifle coffee. They got some good ones over there, but I guess that helps with it. But you know, I've been enjoying a lot of the stuff that we're doing. So
that live stream that we did with Humbug actually shifted a lot of stuff right into high gear for what we're doing.
It's fun.
It is.
So we're going to be talking about, since we brought up the archery tag on our last one, but right. Very very briefly, I figured, what are some other games out there just for shits and giggles? And I kind of started looking, and there's actually quite a bit of stuff you can do, and it helps you with practicing archery, which it's just a little addition you could do out of season, just to keep on the ball of not kind of I don't know, falling behind, I should say. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the right choice of words.
Oh, it gives you something to do all year round.
And, oh shit, I forgot to get the coasters for our coffee. So if you guys hear clinking in the background, it's just me setting the cup down. So today I want to go over kind of the things that I found, because I thought they were interesting. I would like to share them with everyone. So the first one, oh, and we also talked about the archery golf. Did we talk about the archery golf in the last one?
No, I don't believe so.
No? Okay, so we touched on archery tag because our range that we shoot at
is possibly getting the archery tag set.
Might,
up.
Yeah. Right. And I think we might have talked about this in the car off.
I think it was in the car because we had seen the March video from Lancaster Archery with PJ Riley.
Lancaster.
Lancaster, as he pronounced Lancaster. And they showed an archery golf setup, which it comes with like a breakdown recurve bow and.
Yeah, I looked up everything that's... Okay, we'll just start with that since we're kind of going into the topic. So that whole kit, they offer an actual kit on their website, which you can find it anywhere else too, but this is the one that we happen to see. And like you said, it comes with a recurve that you can actually swap left and right. Like a lefty and a righty can use it. It's kind of like a universal bow. I looked at it. It's just like a basic...
It's a center hand grip, yeah.
Yeah, and then it has... It actually adjusts from 18 to 29 pounds. So it's not a... Oh, do I got to turn that off?
I'll do it.
Okay. So that's just our heat in the back because we got like this cold snap going. I don't know what's going on. But it adjusts from 18 to 29 pounds. So it's not a hard pull. So, I mean, pretty much anyone can really use it. Even if you have your kids, the younger kids that don't want to play with it. And it includes a multi-ring net with the scoring. So it basically looks like a circle target, like the bullseye, but it has just the scoring rings and then a net, like an opening. So yeah, it kind of catches it.
It's got a full size net. And then the center ring is like double under. Eagle.
Eagle.
The center is eagle, birdie, bogey. Or no, eagle, par. Birdie, par. Yeah, par.
Par. And then, yeah, we're not golfers, so.
Not at all.
We spend most of our time in the sand.
My father-in-law would be very disappointed that I don't know these terms. He loves golf.
And it comes with an arrow, improper speak. But an arrow, like a single. So, you know, that's an option you can do. The kit on that they're selling it for is $64.99. I mean, if you look
really
at the
bow.
Really
think about it. I mean, a bow plus, it looks like one of the archery tag arrows. It's an arrow with looks
a
like
little
a tennis
golf ball.
Ball.
It's
yeah,
a golf ball at the end of it, but it's a squishy one. It's
yeah,
not
it's
like
a
an actual
golf
hard.
Ball, yeah. Doesn't mean you could shoot your friend with it.
yeah, that's archery tag. We'll get into that.
Right.
But it's, you know, I guess it's cute. It's, I would get it and then see how they have their arrow set up, like with the size of the golf ball, and maybe make some more of your own with the same sizing. So you could have a couple, so you don't have to always go retrieve.
A lot of these companies will probably sell extra arrows. So I mean,
probably, but probably more expensive than if you make it yourself. But if you're not creative and you don't like DIY stuff, then yeah, I'm sure you could probably buy.
Right.
I'm very much into, can we make it ourselves?
Yeah, that is true.
But it's when I was looking through all this stuff, I actually found a really cool place out in Wisconsin. And no offense to everyone living in Wisconsin.
A lot of stuff in Wisconsin. HHA's in Wisconsin. The Cheeseheads, obviously, for Green Bay.
But there's a place, I'll tell you the website. It's archerygolfwi.com. And everything's spelled just how it is, like archerygolf and then wi.com. If you go there, it's actually in, what county is it in? It's in, oh, geez, I don't know if I can pronounce this right. Near Wautoma, I could be butchering the crap out of this name.
You probably are. That's
okay,
fine.
Wisconsin, in Waushara.
You should have just left it at the internet address. County? I mean, because you're actually butchering these poor
people's
towns.
I'm trying to say like where, and
I know you're trying to say where. I understand what you're trying to do, but these people are probably like, my God, this former New Yorker's butchering the shit out of our towns.
Listen to this retard.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's in that county. You can go just look them up, and then you can see it. So it's pretty cool. It's by an archery club out there. I'm not even gonna, you know what? I'm done butchering names. I'm not gonna try this one. There's an archery club out there. What they do is they maintain the whole grounds. They make sure it stays nice and clean and neat, and you know, everything's kind of up to par.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so basically, what they do is, and they have an actual golf course, like quote unquote course. It's like the archery golf. And what they do is, it's set up just like golf, and they do different shoots, like different tournaments, like golf does. Like you have X amount of people that go through, and they do you do 18 holes, and you
with
have
the archery golf.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, it's almost like the what the hell is the thing down here? Frisbee golf.
Disc golf.
Kind of. It's fucking frisbee golf.
Kind of. I don't know what disc golf is. I know what it is, but I don't know the rules of it, so I don't know.
I think it's the same basic idea. Is you're throwing a frisbee at this thing that catches them, and it's supposed
to be, but
like,
I don't know any rules beyond that.
Right.
Okay. So this whole thing, I looked on the pictures, and it's actually kind of set up like a golf course, but not at the same standards, like where the green is, how it's maintained, because you get a lot more money in for golf than for something like this. But you pay with your standard 18 holes. And each hole is actually, it varies from 100 to 350 yards. And what you do is, like, you have your tee.
With archery golf? 300 yards? On a 29-pound fucking bow?
No. You're not. Okay, that is the golf kit that you could buy separately.
Oh, I thought you said they
Lancaster made,
someone has a course of this.
No. And this is something entirely different, like an actual course.
Right.
So, like, Lancaster Archery sells you a kit that you could do in your backyard.
Right, you can play.
With whoever.
Right.
And this is an actual course that you can go and you can play on like an 18-hole course. It's actually really cool. So you go there, it's your 18 holes.
Okay.
And it looks just like any other bow. I saw pictures of compounds and recurves.
Oh, man.
300-yard
shots.
Well, 300, it goes from 100 to 350. And what it is that you shoot an arrow that it has, I wrote down. It doesn't have a, like the tip is kind of like a field tip.
Right.
I think it was something else, but it's just like it kind of looks like your field tip.
Right.
You can't use like broadheads or anything like that.
Well, obviously, hopefully not.
And, at the end there is, it's about, what's the diameter? It's a 5-inch diameter ball, little ball that sits on like this stand. It's like a little, a stand that it sits on about like 6 inches off the ground.
Okay.
And your goal is to hit it off the stand.
Oh, okay. You know, I wonder if it's the, you know, like that thing Joe Rogan has, that arcade or arcade bow system, whatever, that he has with the elk. I wonder if it's the same stuff, like the, because that thing has screw in like mushroom tips, so it doesn't blow through the screen.
Yeah, it looked like that this thing that they're shooting at, it kind of, it gives with the arrow, but the arrow doesn't blow through the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably like a dull mushroom tip or something like that.
But, yeah, so you go through each hole, and the whole thing is, it's the same setup as golf. You get your, it's like a par four or whatever, so it should take you four shots to get to, not in the hole, since you're shooting at something. You have to knock it off the stand. So, I think they only had a couple... holes that were a hole in one, basically from tee, you'd shoot the
That'd be a 100-yard shot, probably.
Yeah, so I guess you get on the their board of like, hey, look who got holes in ones, and there's they put up like the record. If you have a record shot, then you get like a little it's like a trophy, but it looks like the tee, like the stand with the little
hole on it. It resembles what you're the target you're shooting at.
Yeah. So I thought that was actually pretty cool because you can go and play like golf, except you're shooting.
Now that's not here anywhere, right?
You know, the only one I found was in Wisconsin.
Man, Wisconsin's got it going on. What the fuck? Jesus.
And they actually do like tournaments and stuff like that, like golf tournaments, but you know, with the shooting and everything.
With shooting, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they go from April to October.
Way to go, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hey, well,
Jesus.
I don't know about this April. They're getting a lot of snow still. They might not be able to.
Yeah, yeah. My parents up in New York, they just had that nor'easter rip through and get 26 inches of snow.
I'm glad we're not in that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-mm.
Definitely.
But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I'll have to take a look and see if I can do more hunting and see if there's anything closer around. Because I've only saw those kits. Like, you can buy, like, a kit. You can put it in your backyard.
I'm sure people can get creative and, you know, set up different things and different ways to do it.
Oh, I'm sure. You know? I'm sure you could. Yeah. But, I can see why people don't do something like that as often, because if you don't have a market for it, you have to have all this land for the courses, or maybe a banded golf course or something like that that you can pick up for pretty cheap. But then you got to maintain it all, and then you have to have enough people to want to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot.
Well, out of like a bunch of the stuff that I read, Wisconsin and what they say, the northern peninsula of Michigan, because Michigan's actually like almost in two halves around the Great Lakes.
Yeah, it's got that little piece that sticks out.
Right. Apparently, like Wisconsin and that peninsula area, the northern part of Michigan, they are like super, super archery. Like,
because what else is there to do up there? You watch football and you shoot.
And dodge the fucking snow.
And you got snow. I know, right? That's when you build an indoor range in your house. Like, if you have a basement that goes...
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, if it goes across the whole bottom of the house, then you could just make it a range, so when it snows, then you
can
just...
So, if we decide to build a house, can we just, like, automatically... Like, that the basement has to be 65 feet across.
I think on one of our earlier episodes, I've already expressed my want.
Oh, yeah, no, you have. Originally, it was we were going to make a second floor... In, like, make our house long and narrow second floor be a complete archery range upstairs.
Because basements are just creepy.
Right.
Because
that's when we mentioned the whole thing of Joe Rogan having that electric game that's like $25,000.
Yeah. But, you know what? Basements are just creepy to have. I don't give a shit who you are.
Oh, I know.
Basements
I know.
Are creepy.
They are. Yeah.
Even if they're finished.
That damp muskiness.
It's just that, you know, you're going like down in, well, I don't know, all attacks and all scary movies start in
a basement. In a basement, yeah, exactly.
You get killed in a basement.
Yep.
Oh, God. We're never having a basement. We might as well just have a second floor or a third floor of just a range. Why do you want a third floor that's completely no walls? Oh,
hey, you know, some people want something.
I wonder if is that legal to do in your own house? They don't give a shit.
What?
If you have a floor for... just a range. You don't have to tell them anything, I guess.
It's not guns. It's when you get into firing guns, you have to have, you know, on land, you know, if you're shooting outside on land, you have to build a berm, you know, basically a giant fucking hill of dirt.
Yeah.
You know.
Why can't they just call it a dirt hill? Why do they have to have a special name for it? Why don't they just say
I don't know. Why the fuck did they call you Stephanie? Does that make any sense?
Just hey, you.
Yeah.
Then everyone would be turning around. Yeah,
exactly. Fucking triggering everybody.
The dirt hill won't turn around, though. Doesn't an answer to you. Probably two different.
The point is, everything has a damn name. Yeah. We're recording on a computer. Why is it called a computer? I don't know. I don't know how to work it. There's some electrical shit in it. Fuck it. Okay, next game. It's not the same.
Not the same. Okay, so back to archery tag.
Yes.
We mentioned this on our last one, and I think we've mentioned it before.
We've mentioned it before because just we were always saying we wish that it was in our area because we said it in New York. We wish it was up there, and it's the same here.
Yeah. So I kind of knew, okay, what it was, but I didn't actually know the rules. So I went on, they have their own little website, and they'll actually help you find places where you can go. I didn't actually go searching for this because it was like 11 o'clock at night. And, I was getting a little tired.
Well, chasing our two kids around pretty much the whole day. Yeah, you will get tired.
So they actually show a pro field. So if you go to a place that is set up for league setups and tournaments and stuff like that, it's set up for anyone who's played paintball before. It's kind of set up like a paintball field. So you have picture in your head a football or a soccer field, like that size square.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you split it into three sections. So you got the one on the far left and then the one on the far right are the team section. And they have like three little blow up little obstacle things. Right. What do you call them?
They're basically blockers.
Yeah. And then in the center, it's called a neutral zone. So basically
the safe zone.
Safe zone.
The safe spaces.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Safe space. You'll see all the... I'm not going to get into that. So if you think of an imaginary line that separates all these zones in the middle.
Actually, the easiest way to think of it is if you think of a hockey rink. Because the way a hockey rink is, all the arrows are actually sitting on the center line. And then there's the two...
But there's no center line here. There's no center line. Let me show you.
The one field I've seen had it. Okay. All right. So if you take out the center line, it literally looks like a hockey rink minus the center line.
Split it into thirds.
It's in threes.
So on either side, if you have your neutral zone in the center and on either sides of it, when it's the start of the team sides, they have a target. It's like a square target with five spots on it. It's a five-spot target.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual spots are cutouts that come out. So when you hit them, they'll... easily, like, the whole thing will come out. The arrow won't just stick in there and it won't do anything.
Right.
It'll visibly come out. And how it works is you basically have, each team has five people. So they start at their end line, so the end of the field, and all of the arrows are in the middle. They have a bow in hand, arrows are in the middle. The referee, I guess, signals the beginning. They all run to the center. Mm-hmm. Grab as many arrows as you can and run back into your zones, and that's when you can start shooting.
Right.
So that middle zone, while people are in there, like retrieving arrows and stuff like that, you cannot shoot anyone from there and you can't be shot. But during play, if anyone hears our daughter in the background, she's adding her commentary. So how it works is as you're shooting, if you run out of arrows and there's arrows sitting in the center, you can actually go there and retrieve some more, but you only have 5 seconds to do it. And then you start getting penalized. Depending on which way you're playing, you can get points taken away.
Right.
And basically, you have 5 seconds to go get your arrows, come back. And at the end, depending on... So how it works is there's two different kinds of... What do I write them down as? Styles, I should say. There's a point style, which is a league, and a classic style, which is the elimination style.
Dodgeball with arrows.
Actually, yeah.
Dodgeball. The classic style is dodgeball with arrows, except you have the option to catch the arrow in midair and basically wing it back at somebody, which is like something I mentioned the last time that I thought in their videos and stuff, the coming attractions were cool, because that one dude catches the arrow midair, puts it on his arrow, spins around, and then fires it, and it ends up hitting another dude in the face.
Yeah, so I looked that up because I was curious, because I started going into the point systems, and I was like, I wonder. So the way the points are set up is that, because you mentioned the whole catching the arrow mid-air. The middle there. And so you get 1 point for any body shot, including your head. You have to wear masks.
It's the same as paintball standard rules. You have to wear that, you know, Jason Voorhees mask.
Yeah, so... There's 1 point for a body shot, including head, any of your clothing that it hits, any of the equipment. So if it hits your bow, your mask, your arrow, anything on your person,
Oh, man, so you can't be fucking Hawkeye and batting arrows away with your bow. Bummer.
No. That counts as a point.
I wonder how many hunters are like, who the fuck is Hawkeye?
Except that shitty...
What?
Arrow, the rangefinder one that we saw. That we talked
about.
Oh, yeah,
no. I'm talking about the comic book character. No.
Okay, so that's 1 point. 2 points is if you're knocking a spot completely out of the opposing team target. So those little 5-spot targets I was talking about.
The 5 or 9?
If 5.
Okay. I, for some reason, I thought one was like a tic-tac-toe board almost. Like no, it was 9 squares. No, okay, no. 5. Okay.
Okay, 5. So if you hit a spot out of that target completely, you get 2 points. Now, if you catch an opponent's arrow in mid-flight, you get 3 points. Now, how it works is if you're in league style, you when you're just accruing points,
mm-hmm.
if that happens, you still remain in the game. And you if you get hit, you still remain in the game.
In like, the points series
no one,
version.
Yes. So okay, no one gets eliminated. You just keep you just accrue points, and then at the end of the round, it's 2 5-to-10-minute rounds, depending on how long the game is supposed to go, and you have halves. At the end of that, like 10 minutes, you see who has the most points and you win.
Right.
The elimination style, the classic that you were talking about, it's mm-hmm. kind of like dodgeball rules.
With arrows.
So if you shoot it at me and I'm awesome and I'm like, yeah, and I snatch it in the middle of the air, bitch, you're out.
Right. Yeah. It's dodgeball rules with arrows. Yeah.
And then I stay in, and then one of my teammates who's been eliminated. Because if you get hit in the classic style,
right, and if he catches
out,
it, you can come back
and
in.
You can come
blah,
back
blah,
in.
Blah.
And then that one is judged at the end of the time limit. The team with the most players and targets, the cutout still in their target,
right,
wins.
Right. Okay. So it's like dodgeball rules with last man standing.
Yeah. But some people don't know what dodgeball rules are because they're taking dodgeball out of school because it's an unfair way to pick on others and blah, blah, blah. We played dodgeball when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up with only some issues, and I'm fine.
In high school, I mean, we just did, like, all sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, grammar school, high school. I mean, we played dodgeball into high school, which was funny. You know, but I was an asshole. You know, I was that kid that knew, you know, from being a pitcher and playing baseball and stuff like that. I knew how to curve the dodgeball, and my teacher would just sit there on the stage because he was just, I don't know why, I had to, some fat schlub fucking doing gym for us.
Yeah, you'd think that they'd be more fit.
You know, you'd feel like our cousin Jimmy. He's a phys ed teacher, but Jimmy's jacked as shit and actually knows how to get these kids in shape.
Mm-hmm.
But I would curve the ball while he was sitting there not paying attention to just bean him. I'm like, who threw that? Nobody knows.
I don't know. But yeah, it kind of works like dodgeball rules, which is actually really cool. So it's like a mix of dodgeball and paintball and with arrows, bone arrows. And some people are like, that's not really anything like each other. It's just, but whatever. Whatever. But it sounds like fun.
Oh, do you want to play dodgeball with a bow and arrows when you get older, Harley? Huh?
Our daughter.
Yeah. She's all excited over here.
I mean, I thought that was actually pretty cool. You know what? If you look up the actual pro field of how it's set up and everything like that, it looks pretty cool. I thought
like a tournament paintball field.
I thought it wasn't kind of that in depth. I didn't think they actually had field setups like that, but that was actually pretty cool. So that should be interesting. But it's 5 and 5, so
yeah, it's a smaller game. But I mean, if you're not playing classical, like the dodgeball rules, I mean, it can last a little bit. Yeah,
classical
timed.
They play classical music.
Yeah. We do that stuff. If they start playing music like that, I'm gonna have to just put headphones in and put player or something on.
Nope. You're a bitch if you listen to music while you're doing that.
Oh. She's quoting Joe Rogan's podcast with John Dudley.
If you listen to any of his stuff, and Dudley was on there with him, and it's funny when they just get to just talking and bullshitting, and they're great. And they go for a 3 hours and 50-minute podcast of them two bullshitting back and forth, and it's the funniest thing. And he made a comment that if you're running with while listening to music, you're a bitch, mm-hmm. and you should just have your own thoughts in your head when you run. But no, he's just joking when he says that kind of stuff. I think it's funny though. But yeah, no, if you have like a second, I would go check up what an actual archery tag field setup looks like. And it's, for me at least, it was more than what I originally thought, which is actually kind of cool. So continuing with what I actually found on games too. And the rest of these, I surprisingly got off of Easton Hunting, the website. So it's, I said that completely retarded. So it's EastonHunting.com, and Easton has their own website, and they separate it for target and hunting. And I'm sorry if you could hear that. Her daughter is doing commentary. She's commentating today. So if you go on their website, they have also like a little blog, and in it they also talked about games to do off season to make sure your skills don't get rusty with accuracy and shooting and, you know, form and everything else, and you can have fun in the meantime. So I thought it'd be kind of cool to add that stuff in because it gives people ideas. Because honestly, if you're thinking like, oh, hey, what do you want to do? And you're just doing it on the fly, like, I don't know what you want to do. It's nice to have that other kind of list of like, oh, hey, wait, I remember seeing this here. I remember seeing that there or something like that.
And remember, no drinking games for safety reasons.
Yeah, well, if they're foam tips, then, you know, you can't really.
I don't care if it's a foam tip. If I were to shoot somebody with a foam tip with an arrow out of my inertia, it's going to blow the foam tip off and go right through them.
So the first one is the same way. If you've ever played basketball and you played the game horse, you could do the same way with shooting at a 3D target or even a normal style target.
Yeah, point style.
So target. The same thing as making a basket. You think of the center ring, mm-hmm. as, but they mentioned to not do just that, the center bullseye. Maybe get a larger ring. To kind of increase
right. Well,
your...
if you shoot yellow, they have to shoot yellow. If you shoot red, because most of the targets are white, black, red, yellow, toward going
yeah.
from outer.
Well, they
to
mentioned out. Just a ring, and you have to shoot through it.
Oh, okay.
So you have to get within that circle.
Well, then you have to get some kind of backstop to stop the arrows, because otherwise your arrows are going to hit the floor, and you can mess some stuff up.
Well, so. Yeah. But either that or the vitals for on a 3D are considered like the basket.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
And horse. And you basically, the first person chooses their shot. You could choose any distance, any angle, sitting down, standing up, kneeling, right. mm-hmm. or whatever, which also helps you practice, like, when you're out wherever and you get a shot at whatever you're shooting at, you're not always going to be in an optimal setting. You're not always going to be, you know, able to stand there and set up and
right.
get
oh,
into
yeah,
a group
you're
going to
shoot standing, sitting, you know,
yeah,
hanging
so,
off
and,
a tree stand.
Yeah, basically that. And then it works the same way as in basketball, is that you pick, the first person does their shot, and the second person has to do the same. But if they miss, then, you know, you get the letter and you keep going until someone actually spells out the whole.
Yeah, it's like yeah. five mess ups until you're out.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was actually a pretty cool idea. I wouldn't have thought to, as simple as that is, I would have never thought, oh, you can use that for
archery. Oh, yeah, archery. Yeah, absolutely.
Another one is knockout. So you basically, let's say you have a group of people, and you get a line, and say you start at 10 yards, and you have to shoot either at, if you're using a 3D, you count it as the vitals, or right. the target, same thing, you pick a ring of, instead of just hitting, you know, the X, you make it a little bit bigger for
right.
people. And 10 yards, if you don't hit that, then you're out, and you keep backing up 10 yards until you're the last man standing.
Right.
Which, you know, if you have someone with you that can kind of go out farther range, it gets you a little bit more for accuracy as farther out.
Well, yeah, because most of these sliders now go to 100 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know my HHA, the tape goes to 100 yards. I believe Spot Hogs actually puts theirs out to 120.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
well, what does Cam Haynes shoot?
Spot Hog Fast Eddie.
But, I mean,
he switched from the Hog Father to the Fast Eddie XL because it's lighter.
He can go out to...
his tape goes to a... last time he actually made a video showing it, like a YouTube video where you can actually like see it.
Yeah.
His tape stopped at 120.
Yeah, but he practices that. Like, right.
But he
can
also
do that.
Had he before. This is before they made the extra pin one where it's got the double pin.
Yeah.
He knew that the bottom of his sight housing was 150 yards. So, and blowing up balloons at 150 yards.
That's
so
ridiculous. That's no, some skill right there.
But the dude, I mean, he shoots every day. I know. If we could shoot every day, you know.
For years and years and years. I mean, ooh, shit.
The dude is, what the hell did I read? He hasn't missed an elk tag in 10 years.
That's nuts.
That's awesome. That is a proficient hunter. That dude is
awesome.
We've referenced him all the time. I mean, the dude's an absolute beast when it comes to doing this type of stuff. His cardio is ridiculous. I mean, shit, he runs 200-mile ultra marathons. I don't want to run 3 miles, and he does 200.
I would love to be able to have the I don't even know what the word is. The
but, I mean, that was that. Even the thing that was on that Rogan and Dudley were talking about. The West Coast hunting, because it's not like the East Coast. I mean, everyone here hunts whitetails. In New York, they hunted whitetails like crazy. It's all still hunting. It's all tree stands, hunting from a blind. The guys on the West Coast, they seem, not the West Coast, not California, because they don't want you to kill anything.
The Western side.
Yeah. Utah, Colorado. You're hiking up and down mountains, spotting, trying to track something.
Midwest.
So you're on
the
go.
Canada's
yeah, I would say that's the Midwest. Yeah.
Utah, Colorado.
Well, I think for some reason, like Illinois becomes the Midwest.
Whatever. If you know a map, then you know what we're talking about.
But like Utah, Colorado, Nevada, like all those states, you know, there's so much more that's involved in the hunting aspect to me, that you know, the cardio comes into play, the hiking. I mean, their cardio days, it's, oh, shit. I think Aaron Snyder, that was on Gritty Bowman and now does Kefaru Cast also, they do, like, every other day, they're on these hiking trails where they are in Colorado with 60-pound packs on.
Yeah, that's insane.
You know, your cardio just doesn't have to be running. You know, they do pack cardio because your legs will be on fire and your lungs will be on fire just from carrying 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a lot.
Right. Oh, yeah. Exactly. You know, hell, trust me. If Kefaru made, like, you know, a harness where I could strap Anthony to my back and we can go hiking, you could strap Harley and I'll strap Anthony, let's do it, you know.
Oh, man. And he's like 40 pounds.
And yeah, he's 40 pounds. Yeah. And, you know, he's not a tiny 3.5-year-old.
Okay, so the last two that I have on here, one that I've mentioned was the poker with setting up the cards.
Yes.
And then once you hit a card, you can't use it again.
Right.
So it comes down with accuracy and everything, which I have to redo because I got to get the old people cards for Anthony, so it's easier for him to see because they're bigger.
He used actual playing, regular standard playing cards at 20 yards. And I have no magnifier. She does, so. Yeah, exactly. I'm not lying about it.
But that's something I would like to do.
I might get a 4x.
And then when I get my 6x, you'll still be bitching.
Probably. Wait, that's right. They don't make one for the True Glow. True Glow only has it 2x.
We're going to talk about that. Listen, there's some things that we can still go into.
We have more stuff to go Sunday, so.
But we're going to be doing episode. That Sunday. There's so much going
on. This
Sunday. And so much going on, and it's...
We got a lot of catching up to do.
A lot, and it's, like, exciting, but I can't mention it in this one because we don't have the time. And
let's
I'm going
to
get sidetracked.
You're going to have to go get our son in 15 minutes.
Okay. And then they put an obstacle course, depending. Speaking of... You talking about like physical fitness and doing everything with the guys out in the West and everything. An obstacle course, you set up like 5 targets, and in between those targets, you have to do some kind of
the challenge
exercise challenge.
Yeah,
which is actually really good because it helps make exercising. If you really hate it, if you're one of those people that really just don't want to do it, this is something to break it up a little bit. So you shoot, you do whatever it is in between, and then the next one. You have to shoot, and it's timed. So these going through these 5 things with the exercises in between is timed. So you can't take your time on the shot. So the whole point of it is, after you come out of it, whatever you're doing, is you have to get up, make the shot kind of quickly. So it helps with a lot of things as far as shooting on the fly, accuracy, whatever else. Oh, jeez. I just posted the picture of our daughter trying to eat the mic.
So, hello?
I'll have to post it up on our Instagram. So if you guys don't follow us, go follow us and you can see it. It's actually quite funny. So, see, if you have kids, doesn't mean you can't do any of this stuff. Don't touch the mic. It just means you work with what you have.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that was pretty much what I found, you know, with a lot of stuff that I thought was interesting. I'm sure. I want to do the poker setup.
We're going to do the poker setup. Yes, we're going to.
So, I'll have to redo that, and I'll take pictures of it so other people can see kind of how I set it up. So, if you're interested in doing it, you can, because I've made one, and I have to redo it. Because I have to make it longer so it actually fits in the target size that actually hold the target in place.
Yes, the bands.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that. Maybe I'll do that this weekend.
Okay, that's fine.
And you know what? I almost said some of the other things from our other podcast, but I have to bite my tongue because that is for Sunday. And I can't go into another hour rant because we are short on time today because it's a morning podcast. So that is going to wrap it up for me.
I'm good. I mean, this whole game episode was your brainchild, so
I know
you were like, "Oh, we can do an episode on for everything for people to do off season," which I thought was a great idea.
I thought it's nice. It gives you guys some ideas for off season stuff, so mm-hmm. It's not like you're just going to a range every day and doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
I know it's good to get
bring the fun
variety.
Back into archery.
Yeah. So, and if you drink, don't drink much. Shoot your friends.
Yeah, no shooting your friends, no matter what. No matter what the dumbass says, yeah. Phone books will not stop shit.
Okay? Not like Duck Hunt.
Don't be like the dumbasses from YouTube where they thought a phone book was going to stop a 50 cal round. And then the kid died. They think a phone book is going to stop a Desert Eagle 50 cal round.
So you wouldn't put it on a dummy.
You
know what? No. Nope. We're going down another rabbit hole.
Yep. The YouTube. So
conversation.
What?
So if that's all. Harley, do you have anything? To add
anything to say, huh?
No, nothing.
Now you're gonna get shy, huh?
So this is Stephanie
and I'm Anthony,
and we'll see you next time. No, you here. You'll hear us next time. Oh, fuck it, just go.
Whatever.